So, yeah, I want to start off the conversation with something that a lot of people often talk about in their DMs or in their tweets. It's pretty much all over the time wasters. We've all had them. We all know, like what they're like, who they are, but like we've all had experience with them. So I guess my question is, is there a way to recognize them? Is there a way to recognize them so that it's easier to figure out if they're a time waster or not? Can you guys hear me? Sorry, I don't know if I'm.
Yeah, we can
Oh,
hear
okay,
you.
cool.
I can hear you. So the topic of time wasters is, oof, that's a tough one because sometimes they can be really sneaky and you can't notice it. And then you can talk to them for a while and then like in the conversation you're just like, "Oh shit, I think I'm talking to a time waster." And then sometimes it's like you automatically know, like, oh, okay, he's literally full of shit, like, no doubt about it. And you don't even like either you don't open the message, or you like don't reply with time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I if everybody could just mute, because there's a little bit of back noise, if anyone can mute their speaker while someone else is, yeah, thank you so much. So yeah, I think what's really, here's the good thing about time wasters is that I think they give you that experience to recognize them when other time wasters come along. Like you can almost like smell them. You know, they either come to your DM saying the same exact thing that another time waster was saying, or they don't come in with tribute. And I think just like a way of, but and here's another thing though. I believe that a time waster can send with they can send and still waste your time. And a way that it can be like that is that they maybe send a small amount, but then are requesting something bigger, or it's just like a, it's like they want more than what they're giving, even though even if they gave a little bit.
I think I know who you're referring to because we had something very similar either yesterday or 2 days ago with a specific sub who he was saying, okay, I can pay like this amount and I want A, B, C, D, E, F. And we were just like, no, honey, that's not how this works. Like, you're very, very wrong.
Or like with the Skype sessions, we had someone who I can't remember exactly who had them, but somebody had someone who paid for 5 minutes and they took 2 minutes, so they wanted their extra 3 minutes later, like a calling card or something. So there's definitely a lot of other ways they can waste our time.
I also think a classic time waster is someone who says, I don't pay up front, I pay after or during. That should be an automatic red flag.
Oh yes, that's a good one. That's a good one, Goddess Jen. Absolutely. Automatic red flag is that they want the content now, or they say like, can I have a preview? Don't you love that one?
Oh, the
Can I
preview,
just
yes.
have a preview? And I think
Or
another way that they have gotten was the verification, right? I think that's a huge resource.
yes, the verification also. When you're like, I have a verification on my Twitter, for example, but they say, no, I want my very own verification with you saying either this or that.
And also, I like when, oh, well, I've been scammed before. The only people who have told me anything about being scammed ended up wasting my time. So I'd say that's a flag.
100%.
100%. Yeah, that was.
Yeah, or if they, if for, and this doesn't happen, I don't think, as much. The more followers you have, the less we have this. But anybody who starts a conversation with, can I spoil you, baby? And how's $1,000 a month allowance sound? It's like, I mean, they usually pick off the newer people first, so we don't, I don't get as many of those anymore, but in the beginning and on other platforms, definitely got a lot of those.
Oh, the classic sugar daddy scam. Like, there is no such thing as a sugar daddy, at least not on this platform.
Yeah, I don't think sugar daddies are just messaging you right off the bat, offering you money weekly without even knowing anything about you necessarily. But I'm curious about those sugar daddy scammers. Do they, what happens when you follow through? Like, what are they trying to get? Like your bank info or something?
No, they have you. What they do is, if you try to talk to them, like if you say, oh yeah, that sounds great, they're like, okay, well, you know, they'll make something up. Oh, this is wrong. Something's wrong with my Cash App right now, or I'm changing out my Cash App to a different kind of account. And so you'll need to verify you first. So send me, you know, $25 and then I'll send you the $800. And a lot of new girls do this thinking, oh yeah, that sounds legitimate. And because they don't, you know, and they send the money. So that, and that person blocks you and you never hear from them again. And they, if they do that to 50 girls and they get money every single time, they're making bank.
Oof, that absolutely happened to me once, only one time. I didn't give him money, but I don't know how he did it. It was on PayPal. He like sent the money and I saw it in my account. And then I like sent the picture, the custom. And then whenever I try to, you know, like cash out the money, it would not let me. I don't know how he did it, but I was like, wow, okay, that's the last time.
No.
I know. I was like, you know, fine. But it's like when I first started, so like my pictures weren't that great of quality, you know? So I was like, fine, go ahead, take it.
I think you need it more than I do, kind of
thing. I know. I was like, fine, lesson learned. I will always cash out now, like right after they send the money, because I don't trust that. I don't know how he did it, but I was able to see it. I just couldn't cash it out.
I do that as well. Every single time they send me money, I cash it out immediately. I don't care what app or whatever, like they can, mm-hmm. The app can disappear tomorrow. I don't know. Like,
exactly. Especially PayPal. That's why I was like, I don't even use PayPal anymore because they just got weird.
I think I just text that person and be like, hey, can you teach me how you did that? That was super cool. I also
can you show me your ways, actually? Can we be friends? I know you're a scammer, but
oh my goodness. Well, thank you guys so much for being here. I just want to reset the room. This is the Manky PP podcast. I wanna welcome Caroline Rose and Mistress, I hope I'm saying that right, Nana. If you guys want to speak, you're more than welcome to. And also the BFIN314, I don't think you're a superior, so you're more than welcome to listen unless you want to pay to speak. And yeah, we're talking about time wasters. Yeah, and I really can't stand those things. Speaking of names, I can't stand it when someone goes in my DM calling me like baby. Ugh.
Hey baby girl. Yeah. Don't, please don't.
Are there any names that you like to be called or don't like to be called?
No, mommy and daddy.
Yeah, I don't like mommy.
I also hate darling, honey, sweetheart, like anything that's kind of like an endearing, like things that my grandma would call me. No, thank you.
Yeah, I don't like sweetheart. Especially when it's coming from the old man, it really gets to me.
I haven't had anybody that actually uses any terms of endearment like that. But something that bothers me, and I'm probably the only one, and it's just because I don't know what why, but I don't like ma'am and miss. I don't know why. I think it's a cultural thing, because a lot of the people that say miss are from other countries, or not from the U.S. And I know that's polite to say that to somebody, but to me, it's just like, I don't, there's something about it. I just don't like it. And I don't know if it's just because it's so, it's just too uppity for me. Mistress is fine. Goddess is fine. Yeah, it's very formal. It's like, okay, miss, whatever you want, miss. It's like, mistress honestly, or goddess is fine.
It makes me feel a little bit old. I'm like, ma'am, how old do you think I am?
Right, that's what I mean. That's why I hate it. I can't stand it. I don't like it at all.
Yeah, really? to each their own. Yeah, to each their own. I know, like, for example, we have a Miss Amanda here. I don't mind being called miss. I think it's all right. I think being called babies, like, it's like, that's, you're not my boyfriend. And I yeah, so no. For me, like,
if it's attached to the name, I don't mind. Like, if it's miss and your name, I don't know. That seems like short for a mistress almost, so I don't mind it. But if it's just flat out, just like, hi, miss, thank you, miss, you know, I don't like that.
I'm pretty much the same way. I am a Southern, you know, American, so it's just a term of respect for us here, like you guys said, but they either call me Miss Amanda or Mistress, and not just Miss. It's like, I agree, just Miss is, I know it's respectful, but at the same time, it's kind of like bless your heart, you know, it's that very shady respect. It's like, okay, miss.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel that.
I don't know. I don't mind it. But then again, I'm from Texas, so I hear it like every day. Like the thank you, ma'am. Thank you, sir. I don't know. That's just, but I don't
all like the time too. But...
Right? That's true. But I guess when it's like this job, I don't like the hun. The hun really gets me.
Oh, gosh. I hate the hun.
Thank, you know, like, oh, thanks. I don't, again, it reminds me of like an old man, you know? Maybe that's why. Like, I'm like, stop, please.
You know, a slap to the ass is going to be right after you hear somebody say hun or sweetie or darling, you know?
It makes me cringe. Like, whenever I just see a text, I'm like, oh, I'm internally cringing, you know? I'm like, please don't.
I want to welcome Katerina95, who just came in, and as well as Goddess Esme. Welcome. You are more than welcome to speak if you'd like to. All superiors are welcome to speak. Anyone who's not a superior must listen, or is welcome to listen. And if they'd like to speak, then they must send to speak. So yeah, we're talking about, you know, names we like to be called, not like to be called. I like it when a sub asks me. I've had occasions where they're like, hey, what do you like to be called? And I'm like, you know, that's a good question. I'll give you a list here.
Yeah, I do like that. Well, I also do that with them too, you know, because I don't know if they like the hardcore names or if they don't, you know?
I always also ask in advance, do you like humiliation or do you prefer not to be humiliated? Because I remember when I just started in Findom, someone wrote to me like, hey, and I wrote back, hey, loser. And he was like, why are you talking to me like this? And I'm like, oh, shit, sorry, you don't like it. I'm sorry. You went in me. Yeah, I did. I went in too hard. But now I learned my lesson. And every time I ask, I always make sure, because not everyone likes the hardcore humiliation. So it's really good to make sure.
Well, and it's been kind of a little bit of a revolt. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but there's a lot of guys that, you know, love feet, but they're not submissive, and they want everyone to know that. And so, because there's a lot of doms out there, especially certain segments, I guess, they're going after these guys. They're sending them DMs and they're saying, hey, you know, hey, loser, you know, what the fuck do you want? You know, just like, you're pathetic. And just right off the bat, like, send me money. I hate you. And they are like, what, what are you doing? Why are you talking to me like that? I don't understand. I've never given you any reason. So there's like this, we're always complaining that the guys don't read our bios, but some of the doms aren't reading their bios either. Cause they can be pretty clear.
This kind of reminds me, speaking of like time wasters, can we talk about the tweet baits that are going on really hard right now?
The tweet baits? I'm not sure.
I just got $1,000 from my payday and I'm looking to spend, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, oh my yeah. gosh. Yeah. Or the ones who are like wanting to do a session, you know, and I'm like, why don't you message the person who you want to do a session with though?
It's super late and I'm super horny looking for someone to drain me. And then you see 300 likes, 200 yeah, comments.
Exactly. I'm like, they're not going to pick you. If they wanted you, they would have just DM'd you. It's all a scam.
Yeah. So when also in my early days when I was just starting up, so I was just like, you know what? I want to try this. I want to see if this actually works. And then I messaged someone and he was like, oh, I really want to be submissive to you, but I really want to pick my dom. And I was just like, yeah, you know what?
Not worth then why time. Are you putting it out there? You could have picked her.
Yeah, they just like to like be. I think they get.
It, I like, think it's just it gets the attention. On. Yeah,
it really gets them on to like be chased.
I want to go back to the topic of subs, and what they like to be called, because a lot of them do like to be called like loser or pathetic or you know. Or whatever, or even like a name for them. Like, do you guys normally call your subs like slave or pet or I don't know, any other names that you guys have?
Yeah, like doggy, pup.
I always start off with sub and then I usually just ask them what they prefer to be called. And then I can shift on to other things that they prefer because I feel like sub is the most neutral thing you can call them.
Yeah, I always ask. I always ask now. I mean, like, we don't have anything to be afraid of to ask them. And the point is to, you know, kind of deliver this, you know, how we want them to be happy, even though they want to be miserable, if that makes sense. So if they like puppy and they don't like, because some of them are like, I don't like piggy. I don't like, you know, there's certain things that they don't like. And also, I want to know because I run out of demeaning things to say sometimes. I might not feel that creative. I want to know what they're going to like and what they're not going to like.
Yeah, Kiki, that's interesting. I actually did like a poll, a Twitter poll way back, like, I don't know, like 2 months ago or something like that, about what subs like to be called. And the one that got the least amount of votes was Piggy, surprisingly. Like, that seems to be the least popular name that subs like to be called. And I think number one was slave. Yeah. And number two was pet, I believe.
Sometimes it's really confusing, though, because they can have, like, a pig emoji in their name. And then they're like, no, I don't like to be called piggy. But why do you have a pig emoji in your name? Why does it say, like, pay pig in your bio? Like, I don't understand.
And so they can get the attention. I mean, have you noticed how many are some variation of pay pig with no profile picture?
Yeah, I actually, too many of them. I actually had a guy recently who he has, you know, hashtag pay pig all over his page and all over the things he's tweeting and liking. And he contacted me and I was just like, he basically just wanted to say a few things to me about how I made him feel, I guess. And, but then when it came to any money, he's like, oh, I'm not a pay pig. I'm like, what the fuck are you contacting me for? Acting like you're going to give me a bunch of money then. And he wasn't like a scammer. Like it was weird. It was like, don't put hashtag paypig all over your stuff just to get likes if that's not what you're here for.
I actually have an RT sub who does this. So I asked him if he contacted me to be my RT sub. And obviously, like, sure, I don't mind it. But then he started, like, posting a lot of things that, like, oh, I really need a drain. I'm, like, desperate for being drained. And I contacted him and I was telling him, like, I don't understand. Why are you saying that you're not interested in being drained by me, but you're posting that you want to be drained? And he said, oh, no, I only do this for attention. And I was like,
yeah, that's so
you're horrible. Keep partying my stuff.
Yeah. Did you kick him out or did you keep him?
I kept him.
You're like, you'll be useful to me somehow.
Yeah, I think that, like, you know, pay pigs, true pay pigs are a lot more incognito.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like they're, like, hard to find, you know, like they're like the unicorns. Yeah. Like, they don't want to be seen.
They don't want to be seen. No.
Yeah.
No. Actually, I have
definitely don't tweet.
I had one. There was one account that messaged me. He had sent tribute before messaging me, and
I love that.
I know, the best, the best. And I saw that on his bio, he said that he was gay, and I was like, "Wait, you're gay? Like, what? How come you tributed me? Like,
yeah."
And he was like, "No, I'm not. I just put that there to put off women from messaging me. Like, I don't want to be messaged."
So smart.
So smart. Brilliant. That is.
And like, so sad brilliant. At the same time.
I know, because it's like, I mean, like, I know we're all, you know, trying to make a living, trying to make extra money, but it's a little too much sometimes when you go after them, you know? I feel like a true dom, if you're being a true dom, you're not going after them. You're, like, waiting for them to come to you. Maybe that's just my point of view, though.
No, I actually really agree. I think this entire game of fandom is just being patient and timing and luck. And if you get lucky, then amazing. But sometimes it can take a while. Sometimes it can take even longer than a while. Sometimes it can take a day. Like, it just depends on luck.
True. And I mean, not every week's the same. Some weeks I make more than I make other weeks, you know? Some weeks I make nothing. Some weeks I make a lot. It really depends on who's on Twitter, who's active, who's not, what I'm posting.
Time of month.
Yeah, exactly. Is it Friday? Because they always only get paid on Friday.
Yeah, I really don't understand this, but I'm going with it.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And I also want to talk about, like, the any gifts or any, like, surprises that you've gotten from subs, anything that kind of, like, just made you smile that they did for you. It could be anything from, like, a send, or if they bought something off your wish list, or if they signed up to your OnlyFans or whatever it is. I'm super curious.
Have you seen those cute penis pillows?
No.
No.
Wait, what?
Hold on.
What? Send it now.
Penis pillows?
Get in there.
Oh, I'm trying to get there. Okay.
Christmas gift.
It was on my Amazon just because it was, you know, I thought it was cute, and then I kind of forgot about it. And my favorite sub, it's like, I got lucky. He actually reached out to me on Reddit, and it's like, look, I'll give you $20, just make fun of me and my small dick, and that's it. I'm like, okay. And we clicked, and I've been talking to him for 2 months now, 1 month, something like that. But he found it, and he's like, you know, just because he has such a small dick and he saw it, it made him smile. He's like, I had to get it for you so you'd have something to remember me by.
That's this is very so adorable.
Sweet. Oh my, I love
that. Oh, it is cute. I'm finding a picture of it.
That is cute and funny at the same time.
I love it.
So then I sleep with it and I'll send him like random pictures. I'm like, see, I've got your penis in bed with me.
That is so cute. That's such
is
a cute
tiny
penis.
No, I sent him a picture. He's like, it's a lot bigger than I thought it would be.
Like, yeah, you'd need to get like a little plushy keychain size one.
By the way, if you're a speaker, you can link a tweet. You can pin a tweet to the top of this space. Did you guys know that?
I didn't. So, how do you do that?
Okay, so here's how you do it. So you go to, you know, your profile, you know, and let's say I'm gonna try and pin my pinned tweet that's on my page. So when I click share, the little share icon, the space will come up.
Shut up.
Oh my god. Oh,
right.
I did it.
There's my verification video. Don't ever
you can
ask
swipe.
For it again.
You can swipe and so you know, if Miss Amanda has a tweet of the
penis pillow,
which has such a nice ring to it.
I know,
pillow.
The pee-pee pillow. It's just the pee-pee. It's the penis pillow.
And the thing is,
oh my goodness, I saw it. It's so cute. I really want one now.
It's really soft, too. And they come in different sizes. This is like the medium one.
It is cute. It looks like a little squid, kind of.
It came and my son was like, what is that? I'm like, it's a mushroom.
So anyone who came in, we're looking at the PP pillow in the little chat, like in the, so in the bottom right hand corner, there's a little chat icon. And if you scroll down, you can see that Miss Amanda posted a cute peepee, like an adorable peepee. It's the cutest penis I've ever, really, it's the cutest penis I've ever seen.
Literally, with all the penises we see.
There you go. Now you got to see the size.
So many.
Yeah, I've never seen a penis look like this, so.
But yeah, I thought it was really sweet. He's like, now, you know, something for you to think of me by.
That is adorable. I've never gotten a gift like that, but I love the morning coffee scents. I feel like it makes my, like, it starts it off right. You know what I mean?
Yes. Must have coffee.
I have yet to find the proper coffee sub, but for my birthday in July, I've had a few subs just tribute me extra, and it was really nice. They're like, go get something nice for your birthday. Go get some dinner for your birthday. And it was like, oh, this is so heartwarming that you remembered, even though I posted it, like, every day before my birthday, so...
You're all acting surprised. You're like, oh my gosh, how'd you know?
How'd you know it was my birthday?
How did you know after my 5 posts?
Morning of my birthday. Oh, do you know it's my birthday? My PayPal is still empty. Well,
that's true about the coffee, though. Yeah. And I wish I need a coffee sub for like every day to send me a message every single morning saying, this is for your go-go juice. You're amazing. Like, not just like once for the whole week, but like every day. Like, I don't know why. I think it's just because that one little bright spot in your morning, no matter how your day is going, there's just something about that. I mean, it might seem silly and small, but it's a big deal, I think.
It does. Well, it starts your day off.
Things are, they add up and they're sweet sometimes. You know, like my pet, he was typing and he had the worst typos. And I told him, I'm like, you're lucky I don't give you a surcharge for that, because he actually changed a word to surcharge. And so we started and he gives me $1 every time he makes a mistake. And I just love the little like ding, ding. And he'll put on there, it's like, damn it, and something really cute under the message. But it's like, it just makes me smile. And it's just $1 here and there.
That's adorable. That's great. You're helping him learn English. Look at your
teacher. Oh my God. He has gotten so much better. It's amazing. I have to get him really, I'll have to start flirting with him to get him all flustered so that he makes mistakes now. But he's like, you're improving my life. It's like, okay, you're going to go get off now.
It's hard to message, you know. I've asked before, I'm like, isn't it kind of hard to message with one hand on your dick and one hand? No, I'm really well versed at this. I'm fine. Okay.
Oh my God.
Years of practice.
I never thought about that too. Yeah, sorry, go ahead, Miss Amanda.
Oh, sorry. It's just, you know, back in my vanilla days, it's like, oh, well, you know, play with me on the phone. I'm like, no, I'm not going to stop what I'm doing to type what I'm doing. I don't see the point. But it's like, so I'll just sit there and it's like, I'll just, you know, play along.
Yeah, that too. But from like their perspective, I'm like, how are you jerking off and sending me fucking full paragraphs? Are you voice texting, you know, like voice to text? Like, how are you doing that?
I wonder the same thing. I'm like, what else can they possibly be doing with their other hand that if they're able to text paragraphs, like, do you also like play video games with one hand, like while jerking off? Like, what else do you do?
Right, like slice.
That sounds like a challenge.
I know. They're like,
I had one this morning. It's like you go from full paragraphs to the like one word answers. I'm like, you're getting off now, aren't you?
You're like, oh yeah, you're feeling it.
Speaking of gifts that we receive from subs. How do you guys feel about the Amazon gift cards, like paying through Amazon gift cards? Are you all okay with that? Is that something that you're cool with?
So I don't have Amazon where I'm from. But in general, I think for the U.S., I think it's an amazing solution for a lot of subs out there. No?
I agree with that, because some of them, like I think we talked about before, they don't want a paper trail. Maybe, you know, they don't want wives or girlfriends or parents or whoever to know what they're spending their money on.
And there's almost always a charge for Amazon in somebody's bank account.
Oh, yeah. Seriously, yeah. So doing it that way is probably... I think it's a good solution for them. I know that it's important for us to make absolutely sure that the code works and it goes through before we actually, you know, if we're using it as payment for content or anything like that. But I definitely, if they can't use Cash App, I go the gift card route or Wish Tender or Throne or something like that. I don't use PayPal just because, you know, a lot of people have so much trouble with them.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Now, I use PayPal with the gift cards because you can use an Amazon gift card to get paid to PayPal. But it's been a while since I've done it. But
that's my last reason
for PayPal.
Hi. Sorry.
Welcome. Hi, Becca.
Hey, welcome.
Yeah, so for everybody who doesn't know me, my name is Becca, and I'm sure a lot of you probably haven't ever heard my voice. I have a very heavy Brooklyn, New York accent, so... get ready for that one. But
amazing.
Speaking towards the gift cards, I actually don't have a wish list on my link tree because I'd rather do gift cards. I feel like it's easier for the sub. You know, they don't have to wonder, oh, what does she want? You know, and they could just send whatever. It's very easy. You give them your email and that's it. And obviously we have to make sure that the code works. But yeah, I do it that way.
Yeah, please make sure that the code works before you give any content or anything like that, because I have heard stories where people will like find fake codes or something like that.
And don't give anybody your information.
I had a story. I didn't do anything, but he was like, I can send you on your email. I can send you like a gift card, a Google gift card. And then I checked it up and it was fake. So you always have to check the code. It's so, so important, because this was when I was just beginning and I'm like, oh, like what's the harm? I can just check it later. But then I was just like, wait, maybe I should check it now. And then it was a fake. So super.
Back on my vanilla days on Instagram. I mean, I still have my Instagram, but back when I was first starting out a couple of years ago, they used to send you fake verifications through like Cash App and through PayPal and Amazon, like, oh, hey, if you want to receive this money, you know, you need to send me $20. I'm like, get out of here. I'm not doing that. No way.
Yeah, we talked about this, about the fake sugar daddies, that it's never real.
Yeah, joining late sucks. Sorry, guys.
Oh, sorry. No, I meant everyone has been through this, obviously. And it sucks. It's horrible. Especially if you're like new at this and you're like, well, it's only $20. What's the harm? But then they block you and you never hear from them again. So it sucks.
Yeah, no worries. You know, for if you're coming in late, it's not no problem. Everybody's welcome to come in anytime they can. I know that we've got a million things going on in our lives. And yeah, just going to reset the room. This is the Mankey PP podcast, episode 3. So far, we've talked about like different types of time wasters, scammers, cards, payment methods, names that we like to be called, you know, whether it's Miss, Goddess, Princess, Queens, names we don't like to be called, such as like Bae, Baby, Darling. I have an interesting question that I've been pondering about. How do you guys, how do you guys get feedback from a sub as to whether they liked a task or a punishment that you gave them? So what I'm trying to see is, like, you know, for example, like a humiliation task, they like it because they don't like it. And so when you ask them, like, do you like it? I can tell that it's hard for them to articulate, like, well, I didn't necessarily liked it, but I wanted it. But I, you know, like, how do you, so it's like, how do you gauge that what is happening is a good thing or, you know, a good thing in a good way, like a bad good, not necessarily a bad bad. Does that make sense?
It seems like the feedback is pretty quick. It seems that, I mean, for me, like if you are grading or humiliating them at that moment, we talked about before, like, I don't have a lot of humiliation experience, but like with the degrading, they're like immediately like, oh my God, that is so hot that you just said that. Like they give like this immediate feedback. So I haven't really had to really ask.
I agree with you, Kiki. Yeah. Also, I think it's important to have a relationship with your subs. Like, you know, you tell them that there is a safe word just in case, things like that. You know, that's how I've done it in the past. And I also make sure that I, you know, test their limits, like what they like. Because I've had a sub before who was like, oh, you know, don't call me beta because I'm not a beta. I'm more of an alpha. And I'm like, but, you know, you're submitting to my feet, so that makes no sense. He's like, yeah, but I'm a beta only for feet. And I'm like, okay, so would you rather me call you alpha? Like, I don't know what you want. So we talked about it, and, you know, I just felt it out. You have to have that level of comfort with the person that is your sub, because, you know, it's an important thing to have, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, I totally agree with that.
Yeah, I agree with that as well. And I think it's a little bit tricky when both parties are still trying to figure it out, you know, because there are subs that know exactly what they want, and they tell you to the T, like to the, like every single little detail, exactly how they like to be called, exactly how you would like to dominate them, like everything. And it's like, okay, I can just follow these instructions and that's it.
They give you a script, and I think it's hilarious when I get sent scripts. I mean, it's much easier to kind of like do things when there's a script, but it's kind of annoying sometimes because it's like you want to say something else and then you're like, fuck, I got to follow the script. Like, oh my God.
So yeah, I have two ways. Sorry. So I have two ways to know if what I'm doing is okay. The first thing is I always have a safe word with my subs. If it's like humiliation or degradation or like anything that's like very hardcore, I'm always like, okay, this is the safe word. And then if you feel like I'm overdoing it or like you're not enjoying it, then just say the safe word or type it out. And then the second way is if I, for example, sell customs, because I always like to know if my customs is something they feel like it's worth spending on. I'm always like, please let me know how it was, if there's anything you'd like me to improve, if there's anything that you like, any plus and minuses in my custom, so I can know how to improve, because I always want to be my best.
Absolutely. Yes, Goddess Jen. Thank you for sharing that. I always, every time someone asks me for like a custom video or a custom pick, I'm like, all right, like, is this how you fantasized about it? You know, because it is a fantasy. Is this how you imagined it? And so I think I've also had experiences where it's like there was one person that sent tribute, and then he was like, I think he like expected that he would just get like nudes right away or something like that. And I had to explain to him, like, no, like, this is where we can begin a conversation and get to know each other and see what is it that you like and don't like, you know, like, it's not just like buying something and always, like, it's not always like that. It can also be something else, you know, or if you just want to buy something, then say so. But I think in this particular moment, he was just kind of like, what can you do for me? And it's like, no, this is a conversation. This is a kind of a type of relationship, you know? So yeah, this
guy's funny. I think it's super, super important for subs to also do their homework, as into what is feed dumb, what is fem dumb, what is fin dumb. Because sometimes
oh my God, how many times? Uh-huh.
And, you know, like we sit and we research their kinks. We look at different videos and different like different approaches to different kinks for the sub to have the best experience possible. So the least they can do is like understand what a tribute is, understand what you're asking for, and like be very precise with what you're asking, so I can deliver it in the best way possible.
Absolutely, agreed. Mm-hmm.
And we always get those. There's always going to be those guys that are really impatient. They really just want to get off in that moment. Why they're not somewhere else, you know, where they can just watch a video and never talk to the person and never know them. I don't know why they decided to go, you know, to this platform for that. Because I would much rather, you know, get to know the person, and because a lot of times you click with them and it's, and it's just like you got a really good vibe with them. And so having somebody just say, can you do it now? How about now? Are you done yet? And it's like, you just ordered a custom video 5 minutes ago. I am not here only for you.
You're absolutely right. I'm the same thing. And also, not even going that far, when a sub approaches you, they should be reading your profile and like looking at all of the things that you have.
Yes.
How many times they ask me if I'm married and I'm like, it's written in my bio. Like, where are you? You know? So yeah. I think those things are important too.
They don't read the syllabus.
Yeah,
it's like the least you can do, you know. It doesn't even require any super like energy for it. You just need to read those two lines.
Here's an interesting question for everybody. Would you ever date a sub?
It depends on who.
That's a tough one. That's hard.
I don't even want to call him a sub because he's not into that. It's really like a girlfriend experience, you know, where I'm not really the dom and he's not the sub. It's more like we just talk. Like he sends for my coffee sometimes. I ask how his day is. I ask how, you know, he's trying to fix up his truck. It's more like that. Like that maybe because it's, I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because if you have like a true, like a submissive, you have to ask yourself, is that what you would want in your personal vanilla life? Do you want to have to, do you want someone that you're dating? Do you want to have to degrade him every once in a while, humiliate him every once in a while? Like,
I'm like, because good morning, that's fucker. His thing.
Yeah, being in a relationship is so, it's so different. It's so different. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, but maybe that one, because that's more of like a girlfriend boyfriend kind of thing, you know. Mm-hmm. So it feels more natural. Not that the others don't feel natural, but you know.
I think it would just totally depend on the who and the dynamic.
Absolutely, I agree. I agree with
Miss Amanda. It really depends.
I'd also have to ask my husband. Sorry. I'd have to ask my husband if he's okay with me having a boyfriend, you know, on the side.
I think that for me, it'd have to be like a good balance of dominant submissive. I don't think I could date like a full on submissive. Like you're just fully like I don't know.
I think you have only one sub where I can say that I would absolutely date. Like Kiki said before, it's a sub that I do more of a girlfriend experience with. And sometimes we vibe so well that I'm like, shit, wait, I feel like this is going to. To places that are more like deep and the connection is very like amazing. Yeah, but you know, I have a boyfriend, so it's not really relevant.
Exactly. We do get something though out of those relationships, even though they're not, because we do connect with people in like a deeper way than maybe a lot of people in vanilla world would not understand.
I do feel like it fills a void. So I think you're right. Because sometimes, you know, your significant other can't possibly give you everything every single second. So, you know, I do feel like sometimes we do search in things, you know, in other people. But I don't know. It really depends on the sub, like everybody else was saying. And
fascinating. Thank you so much, everyone, for sharing. I just want to reset the room. This is the Manky PP podcast episode 3. I don't have a weekly time for this. I've done this Friday, Sunday, and now today. I still have yet to find a time, but I'm so happy that all of you are here talking, listening. It's really quite fascinating. So far, we've spoken about different types of time wasters, names that you like to be called, whether it's goddess, princess, queen, whatever, names subs like to be called, best gifts, sun surprises you've gotten from a sub, and just feedback from a sub. And now I'm interested in going back to the peepees, as this is the Manky PP podcast. Has anyone seen any interesting dicks lately that they'd want to share?
Someone just told me to rank his peepee, and then he just sent me the peepee, and I'm like, no.
Oh my gosh, you know what? We might have gotten the same DM. Because was that a DM?
The same PP.
The same PP. And I think that Queen Barbie, she's not on here right now. I think she also got the same picture, and she was saying that the PP was like discolored.
Like, I do. Was it because he sent it without sending money? He's like, rate it. Here you go.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse you.
One of many, to be honest.
Yeah.
I also got a picture of someone's feet. So someone literally, saw, like, they send me their shoes, like some kind of sandals, like really ugly ass sandals, and they were like, "Would you want to buy it?" And I'm like, "No, honey, but do you want to buy mine?"
This isn't how this works, sir.
Yeah, no. Did you read my bio once again?
Whenever I get in, whenever someone sends an image through Instagram, because you know you have to like click on it in order to see it, I don't. I'm like, no, I'm not falling for this. It's most likely going to be a dick.
I actually, that's how I know if I'm going to talk to that person or not. Because if they send me a picture of their dick, I'm like, yeah, no. But if they send me a picture of like, look at the sunshine, I'm like, all right, well, maybe this person just wants to talk to me, but, you know, don't waste my time and let's see where it goes.
I like it that Twitter always asks you if you want to see the content before it shows you. But it makes me super suspicious because sometimes it really is pictures and sometimes it's just like, I don't know how Twitter decides what it wants to show you and what not, but sometimes it's just like written like, hey.
Well, when you get requests for like sex toys, right? Like to be a tester for sex toys. Like that's what always happens first. I'll get like the image and it'll be like, do you want to see this? And I'm like, I mean, I don't know what this is. So let me see. And then it's like a bunch of sex toys. And I'm like, oh yeah, let's do it.
I would love to see that. Thank you.
That moment, peepees are the best peepees.
That moment right there of risk of like, do I risk what I'm about to see? Like, do I click that moment of decision making where you have to decide, like, is this gonna be a dick or something else?
Let's be honest, we're all so indifferent to seeing like unsolicited peepees now. It's just, it flies right by me literally.
True.
Same.
I'm way too curious. I'm gonna click yes every time. Okay.
Of course.
And then you should not have divulged that.
I'm being honest here, guys. I will click yes every time because I'm a nosy ass bitch. Okay, doesn't mean I'm gonna respond. But I will. I will look at. I'm like, okay, interesting. I'll say it in my head.
No,
but you're not.
I'm gonna. You're not gonna get it. I'm gonna send it to my girls.
Oh, I love dick pics.
Right, like
I don't respond to them unless they, you know, are requested.
Yeah, I gotta tell y'all what I used to do. I used to save them, the dick pics, and then when I used to get a really ugly one come in, I used to send that the one that I saved back to the other person.
Brilliant.
So just to get them a taste of their own medicine.
And then you can just be like, "What? I thought we were sharing dick pics."
Yeah, you can say, "You're hitting me so hard right now. Look,
that's the way to do it. Give them a taste of their own medicine."
And then what I do is I always screenshot it and then I send it to you girls and I'm like, what do you think?
But that's what they want. Some of them want you to share their dick with other girls so that you guys could humiliate, you know, because that's one of their kinks.
Yeah,
they won't know, but they'll probably get it.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine as long as they're paying. As long as they're paying for it, sure.
That's right, but there's a big if they are.
Hint, hint to all the listeners.
We've had some like group dick pee-pee humiliations, but when you get unsolicited dick pics and I send it to the girls, I'm obviously not sending it back. And I'm like, hey, this is what we said about you. Have a nice day.
I think the guys that send them unsolicited just like, the first message they send you, it seems like they don't really want to be humiliated. They think they are just this gift that they have to show everyone. The humiliation guys, it seems like, I mean, they pay you to humiliate them. I don't know. I could be wrong, but.
No, you're right. You're right. I just think sometimes it's a mental thing that I think about and I'm like, oh, wait, but I still share it with everybody. I don't care.
You don't get the privilege of knowing what we really think unless they pay for it.
Hey guys, really quick, I just want to welcome Plenty of Feet Pod. The host is Daddy Goods. And by the way, I'm going to be on his podcast today. so I really wanted to invite him up because he's, you know, allowing me to be on his podcast. So, and he has interviewed plenty of foot models. So I'm super curious what he has to say.
What time is the podcast?
It's actually, hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Daddy Goods, by the way. It's actually not going to be live. I'm doing pre-recorded podcasts moving forward for a while. more of a time management thing. But yeah, no, I just wanted to come on and chime into the conversation because it's been really good, actually. And I wanted to ask, like, have any of you ever got a dick pic and actually thought to yourself, like, damn, that's a nice dick? Like, I want to know what the success rate of these guys sending dick pics might be.
I have been impressed by a few, but the best one I ever got, the dick was nothing worth bragging about. But his toilet was immaculate. You know, like the background of the picture. I actually told my sister, who's so not in this world, like, I want to show you a dick pic just so you can see his toilet.
Oh my God, stop.
So no Cheeto dust?
Oh, no. I mean, it looked It was polished off the Home Depot showroom.
I've gotten some good ones. Like I said, when I get the good ones, I save them, not for myself, but I save them for, you know, future reference. I also show my husband sometimes and I'm like, this is what you're lacking here, sir. No, I'm kidding. But, you know, I do save some sometimes. And I do get some pretty good ones. And it's usually the guys that are pretty self-conscious about themselves. Cause they're like, I don't know, you know, I've never really had a girlfriend. I'm a virgin, blah, blah, blah. It's very well trimmed. And I'm like, wow, you take care of yourself. I like that.
Would you be more impressed if the dick was dressed up as like a character from Grease or something to that matter?
It depends on the character.
I would be impressed in a novelty kind of way.
There's actually an artist. There is an artist out there that dresses up dicks. She makes tons of money. She's like she basically like puts little hats and coats on them. And,
like, I would love to see that. Can you please link that somehow somewhere?
I don't know how to do it.
I want to see one with like a top hat and a monocle.
Right. Oh,
like, and a little tiny mustache.
She was talking about it, and she said that sometimes the girlfriend would have to come in and get the guy hard, and then as soon as he was hard, she would dress up the pee-pee and then take the picture.
This is in person? I don't know why I thought you meant like Photoshopped or something.
No.
Oh.
Honestly, oh, if there's a girl dressing up my man's penis and she needs to call me in to get this card, I'm like, my man's loyal.
You're like, that's what I'm
straight.
You probably never receive soft dick pics, right? Like that can't be a thing.
You'd be surprised.
Thing.
No,
I haven't.
I feel like I'm missing out. No,
they look like sea creatures, you know? It's not cool.
Yeah, it looks like an elephant nose, you know?
I just want to say that there is I've seen some, so I'm Jewish, so there is a really big difference between circumcised and non-circumcised peepees, and now I know the difference for sure. But yeah, definitely I don't want to receive an uncircumcised peepee in my DMs. That is not pretty in my eyes.
I am also Jewish, and I agree with the statement. That's number one. And number two, I have, in fact, received soft peepees, and usually it is, it's soft, make me hard. And I'm like, excuse you, sir. No. How about fuck off? No thanks. That's disgusting. Don't do that. I don't want that.
That's called erectile dysfunction, sir.
Exactly. It's just not, you know, if you ask me, a woman is a form of art, right? That's what everybody usually says. Nobody wants to see dicks. That's just not pretty. Even men have said it themselves. Like, do men go around looking at other men? No, but there are plenty of other women that look around at other women and they're like, damn, she's fine, you know? So, I mean, unless you're gay or, you know, a part of the LGBTQ community or stuff like that, like that is different. But I'm talking about like a you know, a heterosexual person. You usually don't go for looking at a guy naked. It's not something that you want to see unless it's Chris Hemsworth. So
that is true.
Hey, well, listen,
we talked before about that. We want
Sorry. Go ahead, Kiki.
Wow.
Oh, it's okay. But it's not just that, you know, that little framed dick that is like a woman's going to be like, oh my God, yes, I want that inside me. Like that is not, we're not looking at that. We're looking at the whole picture, the person, their personality, the kinds of things they're saying, maybe even at that moment. Those are the kind of things that are going to arouse someone, not just a picture of a dick that's ungroomed and just turning the corner somewhere, looking at something on the corner of the room, whatever they're doing. Some of these, you'd be shocked at some of these pictures that these guys are sending.
I just to go back to the dressed up peepees really quick. I have, so there's a little chat bubble at the bottom right hand corner. Click on that, and I have tweeted the dressed peepees. These are
oh, they're amazing.
Yeah,
that
there's
is
a,
so
that is
it's
awesome.
The Trump peepee for me. I just want to say that if you ever get like a soft peepee, what you should do is just link a number of a urologist and say like, hey, it's okay, like there are different solutions for this.
I don't know, maybe it's just me, I would much rather get like a set of tits in my inbox than a peepee. You know, I would
for
love
real.
To get a tit pic.
But that's what I was talking about, because right? They're just, I don't know, you could look at tits all day long. I don't know about you guys. I mean,
yeah,
like, I'm completely
like,
straight.
Exactly.
So, but
I'm like, damn, those are nice. With the peepee, I'm like, okay, cool. With tits, I'm like, damn, girl.
See, I'm the odd one out because I do like the pictures, but I'm more like, send me a video and I want to hear some moaning. It's like, I like the money shot. And I just, there's, for me, it's the moan. It's that little guttural, it's just.
Nice. I can see that. That's true.
I don't even care if it's a bad dick if they have a good growl.
It's not that I don't like it. It's just like if you send it to me as the first thing in our conversation, then I don't appreciate it. But obviously, if we're in the middle of a session, I love to see the progress.
Oh, I would much prefer it to
yes.
appropriately, but I'm going to keep that shit in my spank bank over here. So.
And I think the best rating I've ever done was actually a video, which I was kind of like, they were like, can I send you a video instead of a picture? And I was like, okay. Like, I was a little bit nervous because I didn't know what they'd be doing in the video. But literally, it was just like a showing me like here to the side, you know, like it was actually really cool. And actually, my favorite part of the rating was what he was doing with his hands during the video, just kind of like smacking it a little bit. It was great. It was the best rating I've ever done. So, a lot better than like the low light, weird, behind the bushes dick pics some of these guys are taking.
So really quick, I actually have to get off in like about a minute because I have a phone call, but I'm probably going to get back on if you guys are on. But just wanted to share like an experience that I had. Had this guy send me for a dick rating. I wrote the paragraph out, everything. He sent me the picture. He paid for it. Great. And then he asked me if he could send me a tip to show me his cum shot. And I was like, you know what? That's a really great thing for you to do. Absolutely. Go ahead. And so every single time now when he, you know, orders customs and stuff like that, he will send me a little tip to show me his, you know, cum shot. And I totally appreciate that. So
yes,
that's
yeah.
how you trade. You just
that's amazing.
Him
I wish all subs were like
to
that.
Give you money every time he comes. That's so smart.
Yep. Yep. But anyways, ladies, gentlemen, everybody who was listening, it was wonderful. I will be back. I should be back in about 15 minutes. If you guys are still around, I'll join. If not, have a wonderful day. I'll join next time. All right.
Bye, Becca.
Awesome. It was great to see you.
Bye-bye. Bye, guys.
And thanks, everyone, for still being here. This is the Manky PP Podcast, Episode 3. Normally, I have these for an hour, but last time we were having such a blast that I had it for like an hour and a half. And it seems like it's going to be somewhat that way too. I'm so happy to have everybody here. And just if you can't speak, please check out the little chat bubble at the bottom right hand corner. So far, we've spoken quite a bit about, you know, time wasters, names, gifts, feedback from subs, PPs. And I'm going to mute myself now if there's anything anyone else would like to talk on.
No, but I did want to say what Becca was talking about. I think people need to work better on their pee-pee pictures because some of them are really bad. Like the angles and the, you know, like we put a lot of effort in. You can at least take a half decent pee-pee picture.
I had a really interesting conversation with someone about this. Sorry. I was just walking past some people. So I had a really interesting conversation about this with subs. Sometimes when subs want to be
humiliated, they will actually take a PP picture badly on purpose, because they want it to be like, they want you to humiliate the way you took the picture. They took the picture.
Oh, that's an interesting take. Yeah, that's an interesting point. Yeah, I never thought of it that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he was sending a PP picture to our group for a group humiliation. And I sent him, I was like, why are you sending such a bad picture? You're making me look bad. And then he said, on purpose. I want you to, like, humiliate me. It's part of the humiliation.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like they're posing, like, the statue of David or something like that. Or, you know, I don't know. Or, like, you know the pose that men tend to do with the, like, one leg is on the, or one foot is on something higher, and then they put their elbow on their knee, and then they have their fist the, like, under their chin.
The thinking one.
The that's the one. The thinking one. It's not
like exactly they've conquered something.
Yeah, it's not. We're never gonna get a photo like that. Where it's, you know, they don't think about it. They're just like, I'm so hard, I just want to take a picture of my penis and send it. And I don't think the process of, like, you know, doing the thinking pose or something like that crosses through their head. But if I did get that, I would laugh, though. I would find it funny.
You heard it here, guys. I'm just kidding.
I do think that subs that are looking for, like, a PP rating, actually they do put a lot of effort in the pictures.
Bobby, if you're listening to this, I expect that pose and a picture.
Bobby, you better send that
phone on his computer. It never shows that he's in these chats and he can't communicate, but he'll message me later. It's like, oh, I was listening to you chat. It's like, okay. So if you're listening, we want that picture.
I want the picture too. The minute you get it, please send it over.
Yes, I will share.
Yeah, that's another idea that I've had on here, is that, like, we can easily share a picture. Like, we can pin a PP tweet if they want to, and put it on the top of this space. Oh, God. And just they would roast it.
Mari, they would love that. You know, $100 minimum. Okay, we got to deliver right now. You know?
Yeah, they would love that. Or we can do it with someone that's, like, not here, just for the fun of it. And they never know. Like, they would just never even...
messaging them. They're like, what the hell?
All right, I got a question for everybody. Have any of you ever lied about your body count when asked by a significant other how many men or women you've had sex with?
No.
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 That was a significant other.
Is it something I should lie about?
I don't know.
No, I haven't.
I don't get
I'm
asked.
More curious to why are you asking this question? I'm curious now.
All right, good. I'm glad you're asking that. All right, so I got my wife over here next to me right now. She's casually cooking some chicken tacos or whatever, some breakfast tacos. You know, we're just talking, and we're talking about some other people that we know, and blah, blah, blah. That's all right. That's all irrelevant. But I say, well, how many people have you had sex with? Because the number seems to change every fucking year. And and she just said, she said six before me. And I'm like, all right, it's not a big deal to me. Look, I don't, it's funnier more than anything. I'm not an insecure individual, but I just thought it was funny that the number always changes. I'm like, what's the deal here?
Maybe it just depends on her mood. Like, maybe she's considering different things sex on certain occasions, like, depending on her mood, how she answers you.
Maybe she doesn't remember some of them.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I was like, I don't keep count. Like, what, you think I have, like, a little notebook that I'm like, on this day, on August whatever, 2000 whatever,
you know, I slept with... out like that.
So I have a question for
Plenty. Well, I'm 40, so way back when, it was you write it down and 2 weeks later make sure that you start your period, all that good stuff. So, I didn't keep that up for very long.
I have for you Plenty of feet pod.
Sure.
Those chicken tacos you were talking about, you going to share them?
Absolutely, yeah, come on.
But all I think that, like, in a more serious mood, I think that sometimes you just don't remember, and it's just not important.
It is really not. It is really not important. I absolutely agree. It's really not important. I don't know what the big deal is. For me, when someone asks that, and I've only been asked that one time, and I just remember thinking, like, why does that matter? And it was like a turn off to me. It's like, if you're asking me how many people I've slept with, you've already turned me off.
It's kind, like, of a red flag, to be honest. Yeah, like, why does that matter?
The one person who seemed really concerned with my count was a whore himself, but he was extremely insecure all the way around.
Hey, that was hilarious. As soon as you said he was a whore himself, I started cracking up. But, you know, I myself, like I said, this is not like a big deal to me. I think it's more of a talking piece than anything. I'm not a saint my damn self, you know what I mean? So, like, six, if she says six, she can multiply that by three, and, you know,
I'm multiplying things. And, hey, like, I'll try and remember and do my best, but no, with him, I'm not exaggerating. I think at the time with him, my count was 5, and his was 300.
Well, what was he, a porn star?
No, he was in the rodeo, and he enjoyed those, what do they call them, the buckle bunnies.
Goodness, nope. Great. The buckle bunnies. I need me a buckle bunny. Wait, what is it?
All right, guys. I think this is a good stopping point for me and the cast. I want to thank everybody who attended. It was such an interesting conversation. It always is with you guys. And tune in next Friday. I'm sorry, this coming Friday? Yeah, this coming Friday. And I'm not entirely sure what the time is yet, but I will post it 24 hours beforehand on my Twitter page so that you guys know. And so this is the Manky PP Podcast, episode 3. Thank you all so much for being here, and I'm signing off now. So
thanks for having me.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.